Well, we're going to win. I think we're going to carry the state for President Bush. Take everybody's breath away all over.
At a Tuesday morning breakfast, Alan Keyes showed up briefly to shake hands with Illinois delegates, and then he was off for another talk show appearance. Keyes is staying in the same hotel with Illinois delegates, but several say they haven't seen much of him. Charles Owens of Henry is a delegate, and he likes Keyes.
This is the first time I've seen him. I'm happy to see him. I think he's a wonderful choice for our party.
Owens says he appreciates any time Keyes spends with the delegation. The Illinois delegation's daily breakfast schedule does not include Keyes. State party head Judy Bartopinka says she's not slighting Keyes, but Topinka, who is not a big fan of the Senate candidate, also realizes he's not working much with the state party.
I'm not ignoring him, but I just don't know where he is. I mean, you know, he's not necessarily in the same places that I am, all right? I've got a whole party to take care of. He really runs his own shop. And, you know, I don't want to get in his way because he knows the way he wants to do whatever he wants to do.
However, Keyes says he sees himself as a Republican leader revitalizing the state party. The Senate candidate says he has a busy schedule and says he's reaching out to Illinois this week by doing talk shows and interviews with Illinois media.
Also, of course, I have a national base, and people are very, very eager to support the campaign, to help people in Illinois, both to make sure I am victorious in the Senate race, but also to rebuild the party and its prospects. And so I've been spending a lot of time reaching out to that national audience, and I think that that's very important for the success of our efforts.
Keyes' schedule yesterday showed him spending 2 hours in an area of Madison Square Garden where talk show hosts from across the country have set up shop. Other supporters of Keyes say any criticism that he's not spending his time with delegates is unwarranted. One of those is Rockford Senator Dave Severson, who helped sway Keyes to run in Illinois.
If he spent his whole week here among the own Republican delegation, they would say to him, why aren't you back home winning the undecideds over? And so I think he's got the proper balance. By doing national news like he's been doing last night and like he's doing this morning, his message is getting out throughout all of Illinois.
Keyes supporters also say Barack Obama did not spend all his time with the Illinois delegation at the Democratic Convention in Boston. Political analyst Paul Green of Roosevelt University says Illinois Republicans have never been in a situation with this type of last-minute candidate.
You can't make any comparison. There's never been anything like this in the history of our state, probably a few other states. So I don't know what the tactics don't mean very much if the strategy is tarnished from the beginning.
Green's reference to tarnish refers to the selection process that led to Republicans choosing Keyes to come into Illinois to run. In the end, Paul Green says what Keyes does at the convention doesn't matter much because he has too many obstacles to overcome to try to win in November. Reporting from the Republican National Convention, I'm Bill Wheelhouse.